The minhag is during Chodesh Elul to recite either by Shacharis and Maariv, according to most Ashkenazic traditions, and according to Nusach Sfarad, and I believe Sfaradim, to say L'David Hashem Ori by Shacharis and Mincha. I wanted just to analyze the Perek of Tehillim for a moment together, just kind of explain the pshat, because most of us don't know the interpretation of anything more than just Achat Shu'al Tumeis Hashem. And therefore, I thought it'd be worthwhile to spend just a moment or two just kind of going through the Perek and trying to understand what's going on. David HaMelech, who either wrote this Perek or whoever wrote it, starts off by saying, L'David, and that's why I'm, you know, did he write it about himself or did someone write it about himself? I don't know. L'David Hashem Ori V'ishi. Mimi Yirah. Hashem Ma'oz Chayai Mimi Yafchad. There's an incredible sense of confidence here. Hashem is my Ori, he's my light, he's my salvation. Mimi, who should I be afraid of? Mimi Yirah. Mimi Yafchad. Why? Because Hashem is Ma'oz Chayai. Who should I be afraid of? There's no one I should be afraid of. I'm so confident. I got Hashem on my side. And therefore, Bekrov Alai Mirayim Lecholos Pesari, when Mirayim, wicked, bad, Ra, doing people come in and are Bekarov, they come close to me. Lecholos Pesari, to, we'll translate that as attack me, but literally, like, to eat my flesh. Sarai, V'oivai, Li, Hey, Makashlu V'nafalu, they're all going to be Kashlu, they'll fall, V'nafalu, and they'll stumble. Maybe the opposite. Kashlu will stumble, and they'll follow in their fall. Im tachana lai machaneh. And if they camp out, and there's like a camp trying to get me, lo yira li bi. I'm not worried at all. Im takum alai milchama. And if they try to attack me at war, pesos ani boteach, I'm confident. Because achat shual bin yeis Hashem osav, akeh shifti beis Hashem kol mechalach, vizom shvaka bechalach. I'm confident because all I want in life is God. All I want in life is purity. All I want in life is the Rabbonu Shalom. And therefore I feel totally comfortable, totally confident. He yitz peneni that he'll hide me besukah under his protection or under his sukkah. B'yom ra'ah yasti reini beseter. Ahalo b'tzur yiro mimeni. He will guard me. He will watch me. And he'll protect me. V'ataya rum roshi alai v'ayis v'yivu v'asai v'ez b'chal b'alo zivchei seru ashir v'azamr l'ashem. I'll win. And I will sing praise and ashira v'azamra to God, because I feel totally confident, totally confident. And then l'chor, there's a little bit of a change in attitude as we move to the second half of the perek. No longer is David so confident. After it's almost like the first section right now is the confidence, and there's going to be two subcategories, kind of like a 1A and 1B. 1A is I'm totally confident, and 1B is therefore, I don't have to worry about war, I don't have to worry about enemies. And the more he thinks about it, the more he kind of internalizes, maybe I should pray to Hashem. Shema Hashem kol liyak, rabba chaneni vaneni. God, listen to my prayer. L'chamar li b'fakshu fanai, es panecha Hashem avakesh. I want you, God. I want you. Al taster panecha mimeni. This is a totally different attitude. This is no longer mimi yura mimi afchad. This is no longer Hashem ori v'ishi. This is al taster panecha. Don't turn away from me. Al tap biyaf avdecha azrasi hayis. Al tichaini bi'al tazvini. Don't abandon me. Elokei yishi. Opposed to saying, God, you are my ori v'ishi. This is elokei yishi. I want you to be my yishi. I want you to be my salvation. Because I'm alone, ki avi v'imi, azavuni, v'hashem, ya'asfeini, Hashem, don't abandon me like my parents do. I'm alone here. All I have is you, God. Please don't leave me. Horeini na'az darkecha, show me your way, unecheini ba'orach, mishar l'man, show arai. Allow me to be successful in the face of enemies. Al t'neini b'nefesh, tzarai, ki kamu v'edi shekar, v'feach hamas. And it concludes with this powerful line of, lulei hemanti, halavai, I would have emuna. If only I had emuna. To really see God be our etzchayim. The most I can do is just hope. Kavi al Hashem chazak v'yametzli v'achav kavi al Hashem. The best I can do is hope out to Hashem, strengthen my heart, try my best. But really, I'm susceptible to failure. The enemies may come in. I've been abandoned. I've been alone. And l'chora, the point of this parak of Tehillim, the emotions that David's expressing, are one where he starts out fully comfortable, fully confident in his religious stature, his religious level, his religious commitment, probably most accurately said. David is totally comfortable, self-assured, reassured. I'm committed because all I want to do is be from Achat Shualti is my point of success. All I want to do is pray. All I want to do is be in God's house. All I want to do is be from. And therefore, I'm totally fine. And the more he visions the enemies, the more he realizes the battlefield, the more he realizes, you want to know why? It could be there are faults. It could be there are flaws. It could be there were mistakes along the way. It could be I don't have it as much made in the shade as much as I originally thought. The more he begins to do introspection, the more he thinks about life, the more he realizes the potential consequences of war, the more David reflects in general, the more he realizes things aren't as secure and as pashut as he thought they would as he initially thought they were. And ultimately, the reason why, perhaps, we read this parak of Tehillim during Elul, because one of the components of Elul is when you walk into Elul, you walk in comfortable, you walk in confident. After a great summer, perhaps, you're fully comfortable with yourself. And Elul's supposed to shake you up a little bit. One of the components of Elul, one of the dimensions of Elul is, if you do a sincere introspection, if you start looking deeply into who you are and what you do, if you start doing a genuine self-analysis, you'll realize, you know, you're good, but it could be there's room for hope. You might not have been as perfect as you pretended you were without seriously doing any genuine introspection. Perhaps the goal of Elul is to do sincere introspection. Perhaps the goal of Elul is to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, which is, as crazy as it sounds, we're halfway through this month of Elul. We're about a week and a half away from Rosh Hashanah. Is that right?
2 weeks.
Okay. 2 weeks from today. Elul's month flies by. The month of Elul flies by. You can find yourself Erev Rosh Hashanah without having sat down and reflected. I encourage you, go down to the Kotel, spend some time talking to yourself. Don't allow the mask that David began wearing at the beginning of this parak of Tehillim to remain on your face. Take it off just like David did. The reason why we read this parak, perhaps, is to inspire us to take off the mask, not just to be like, yeah, things are great, I'm religious, Baruch Hashem, let's go weiter. But to do a genuine introspection, to do a general self-evaluation, to question and to think and to look outside the opening Hashem Ori V'Yishi. Again, you want to go down to the Kotel and start writing? That's a great idea. You want to write in your bed? That's a great idea. You want to just go down to the Kotel and think? You want to just focus? I would spend some time during Elul. Talk to me. Talk to someone else. Talk to someone you respect. Everyone knows Elul is all about improving and tshuva and whatnot. And the easiest thing to do is just to wear that mask and say, okay, things are good. Or even I have a few small problems to solve. Okay, no more fighting with my sister. No more Bittul Torah. I'll be on time for every minyan. Weiter. What's next? If that's as far as you've gotten your tshuva, it's a great reflection of simplicity, of not digging deep enough. No more Lashon Hara. Done. Most likely not. And if it's the same things every single other year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, that's even more reflective of the fact that most likely not. You can't just say, I want to speak Lashon Hara again. That's not going to do it. You should be asking yourselves, why do I want to speak Lashon Hara? Is it because I'm competitive? Is it come from a place of insecurity? Is it that I have to see myself as one with the juicy gossip? Quickly as I get it, I pass it on, so they know the information came from me, and I'm seen as a guy who's got the scoop, and I'm seen as a guy who people know they can come to and talk to, and, you know, people talk to me because I'm popular and I understand, da-da-da-da. Did you fight with your sister? Because naturally, for some reason, the people you feel most comfortable with or comfortable around, you have less patience for, less sensitivity for. for some reason you're nice to everyone in the world far away from you who you don't know that well, strangers and random people, but the people closest to you, you take for granted, and therefore don't spend the time to be sensitive and polite and positive and friendly and make the phone call and spend the time that they need. And why is that, that you take people for granted? Is life only about you? Whatever the sins we violate are, and we all violate sins, to spend some time thinking not just how to correct them, but what was the emotional makeup? How did I fall to these particular sins over other ones? And how do I work on tshuva? Soloveitchik has a beautiful piece written up in our tshuva where he talks about the difference between kapara and tahora. Kapara is when you cut off the connection from avera to sin, from avera to onesh. You no longer get a punishment, done, kapara. But tahora is when you cleanse yourself. When you go inside and you dig down deep and you figure out what's wrong, what do I need to do to improve, and how do I get there? What tahora is all about is genuinely purifying yourself. And therefore, again, I strongly encourage you, as we are in this month of El, and there's a lot of components to El, but one of them presumably is preparing for Rosh Hashanah, for the Yom Narayim in general, L'davar Hashem Ori V'Ishi, take off the mask of routine. The reason why we blow a shofar in Chodesh Elul is because we're supposed to wake up. The Rambam puts it in the context of the mitzvah of shofar, Ori Yishena M'Shein Aschem. How often do we just sleep through life while we're awake? Elul, and one of the components, there are numerous, one of the components of Elul is to stop sleeping so much, to wake up. And that's one of the levels of Ani L'Dodi L'Dodi Li. If you genuinely love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you know He loves you, and you're on a team together, working to grow religiously, working towards mitzvahs, working away from Averus, working towards greater, profound religious depth, the way you repair that relationship, the way you internalize Ani L'Dodi L'Dodi Li, is recognizing who He is, recognizing where our shortcomings are, and how to draw closer to Him by eliminating or minimizing that gap. And that comes from a profound tshuva. And with this, I'll conclude. There's a beautiful mashal of the Baal HaTanya who says that when Chazal state that when the Mokam Shabal Tshuva Omer, Afilu Tzadikim Gemara Milo Yichom Lamor Bo, that when a person becomes a Baal Tshuva, there's a unique closeness to God that Tzadikim Gemara can't even attain. He explains it's like a bunch of ropes. And everyone's hanging. When you cut your sin, you cut your rope. And when you tie the rope, it requires extra slack to tie it together. You naturally become closer. It's a cute little mashal, but I think the point is, or one of the points is, tying the rope requires effort. Pulling yourself back up requires effort. Not just stop. Tshuva requires effort. You have to look inside and figure out how to make a proper tikkun. The rope just doesn't come back to where it was. You have to genuinely work hard to tie it. You have to go in there and figure where it broke and where the edges are of breakage and how do I overcompensate in terms of putting the rope together. How do I overcompensate to solve the potential flaw that occurred? And if I'm naturally, unbelievably disrespectful to my mother because I just only think about myself, overcompensate to help create a little bit of balance. If I naturally am so excited to put other people down, overcompensate to create good balance. Take advantage of the remaining 2 weeks of Elul. So we walk into Rosh Hashanah, we'll have felt we've taken advantage of it. L'davar Hashem Ori V'Ishi. Take off the mask and realize Kaviyal Hashem Chazak B'Yametzivet and Kaviyal Hashem. Search out God. Want God. Know you need God. Let's have a meaningful hour. Have a good Shabbos.